So while he is over at the player at the winter meetings, he was traded back to the Cardinals. And you could never sign a lease because you didn't know how long you'd be there. In the first 7 years of marriage, we moved 27 times.
Greetings. Welcome to the Voices at the Point podcast. This voice you hear is Michelle Azinger. I have answered phone calls, given wake-up calls, and listened to countless and amazing stories from the one in a million voices at the Point. So I will introduce you to one today, Jenny Justy. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Jenny, I was just hoping we could have a conversation. I'd like to hear about your life before Providence Point, maybe where you grew up, your family life.
Okay, well, most of my childhood was in Florida. I was born in Pennsylvania, then we moved to New York, but for my father's health, we moved to Florida when I was 8 years old. Four of us in a old, what the station wagon they would call a Woody back then, and moved to Fort Lauderdale, which was a little town at that time. And my father died shortly after our arrival, and my mom was widowed with four kids and no money, actually.
Oh, my.
but we all did just great. We moved back north. When my older brother was graduating from college and I was going to start at Syracuse University, where my mother worked so that I was tuition free and was what they called a city student, lived at home and went back and forth to campus. Met my husband on a blind date, New Year's Eve, my freshman year of college. Then we married 4 years later after I graduated. Meanwhile, he had signed rather than become a teacher, he had a master's in education, but he passed up being a teacher to play professional baseball for about 17 years.
Wow.
And, but then he had a really good career after that with American Express. Made more money with that employment back in those days, right. It wasn't quite the way it is these days.
Right. Wow. Okay, what was your major at Syracuse?
I was a business major. I was lucky enough to be a stay-at-home mother. I did go to work full-time when our youngest went to college. We have two daughters, and I worked for 33 years. In fact, I was still working when we moved in here. I was in charge of insurance and billing at a pediatric dentist office. We started with one dentist and no computers, the one we started. One dentist, one office, it grew to five dentists and three offices.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, are you still working today?
No.
I mean outside.
Outside, right, right. No, I'm enjoying my job as a caregiver, shall we say.
Right. That's wonderful. So what teams did Dave play for aside from the Pirates? I'm just trying to get an idea of
He signed with what was called the Colt 45s out of college, and that turned into being the Houston Astros. They changed the name when they built the Astrodome. Had something to do with the rights with Colt 45s and things like that, which was a gun.
Here's me thinking it was beer.
So sort of an interesting little tidbit. We loved Houston, and when we were about to have our second child, we looked at buying a home. And we were looking around, and he stopped one afternoon as we looked at the house. He said, you know, maybe this isn't a good time to buy because I'm the player rep for the team. And the players were just getting organized about then. Up until this point, they had been owned, like you own a car or you own a dog. And they could either play for what they were paid, or he could have gone back to teaching, which actually he did every winter because back then players had to have a second job for the winter time because they weren't paid as much without all those TV rights, et cetera. So anyways, we decided he was probably smart. They might want to get rid of him since he was one of the troublemakers being a player rep. And sure enough, that fall, he got traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. But the Cardinals, the National League was expanding at that time, and they were adding San Diego and Montreal. And St. Louis didn't do what they called protect him. And so San Diego drafted him. So now he belonged to San Diego Padres. And they called and said, Dave, would you go to the winter meetings as our player rep? So while he is over at the winter meetings, he was traded back to the Cardinals. Now, thankfully, all this time, we hadn't moved.
I was going to say, so you haven't packed up two children and
that's
moved
right, right. In fact, when we did move, usually the guys would get on the airplane and the women would grab their diaper pails and, and climb in the car, you know. We traveled with Mel Mac and Tupperware and that kind of thing. Never, and always rent an apartment, and you could never sign a lease because you didn't know how long you'd be there. So when you got to a new town, you'd ask, where will they rent to us? And we'd get a furnished apartment and move. In the first 7 years of marriage, we moved 27 times.
Oh my
goodness. Never, you know, moving furniture. And that's every little one, you know, like going down to the minor leagues and back and forth, the way that goes.
So it's definitely not the luxurious life of...
Not the way it is these days.
These days, exactly.
Right.
Wow. So you moved to Providence Point, I'm thinking about 3 years ago. Am I correct?
2020, and that was amazing. We had never planned. I had never planned. David's health was being challenged. He was using a cane and eventually a rollator, but somehow he'd end up in the hospital every year around Christmas time or New Year's Eve. Something minor, so to speak, you know, like a TIA or a UTI, or 1 year was a stroke. But this 1 year in 2020, January 2020, he'd come out of the hospital and was over at Manor Care, which was our usual routine so that he could regain his strength. And this dear friend who had been helping us with keeping him strong, she'd come to the apartment, and while I was at work, she'd help him with exercises and all. And then maybe she'd take him on to prime time, and then I would go pick him up after he had lunch at prime time, take him home, and then I'd go back to work, that kind of thing. And we had a routine that was working. We had a small home with what I guess called multi-level, just six steps, a level entry, six steps down to the family room, six steps up to bedrooms, et cetera. And I had grab bars everywhere, rollators on every floor. But this friend said to me over in Manor Care, she said, "Jenny, I know you want to stay in your house forever, but have you thought about Providence Point? They just built a new tower." And I laid in bed that night and I thought, I might be able to keep him safe, but I can't keep him stimulated. And that sentence that when she said to me, "Jenny, have you thought about Providence Point?" changed the quality of our life. Within 6 weeks, we moved in, and I was working still, and 2 weeks later, COVID hit, and everything came to a screeching halt, where the pediatric dentist office where I worked was no longer seeing patients at that time. Prime time, where David was going in the daytime, was no longer functioning, and I became a full-time caregiver. So our quality of life would have been so difficult if we were still in our home at that point. I just am thankful every day, and David is too, that we're here with all the stimulation and friends and the security of knowing that we're covered. I don't have to go back to Manor Care anymore. I don't have to hop in my car and go to Manor Care.
That's wonderful. As you know, we do have a variety of activities here at Providence Point. Do you have a favorite, or does Dave have a favorite?
Oh, we go to every lecture, every concert. In fact, I say these days, he only leaves the building to go to doctor's appointments. I only leave the building to go to Target, CVS, and the state store.
That's an important
and
one.
And otherwise, I play bocce ball and shuffleboard and cornhole toss and do line dancing. David takes the delay the disease class and drumming, which helps, I think, his hands so he can still sign the autograph requests that come in every day. And we go to every lecture and every concert and can't believe we're hearing music that we never would have heard if we'd been fully healthy and staying in our own home. It's just been phenomenal. And Dave, because of his physical problems, his head is down most of the time, and he looks like he's sleeping. But I took a video the other day to send to our daughters. He wears the socks that we get from the traction socks that we get from St. Clair Country Club, because putting shoes on and off a guy who isn't walking and is in a wheelchair is useless. So I took a picture of his feet keeping time with the music. I thought it was so adorable.
That's amazing.
But yeah, and it seems like the music is really stimulating him. He's in a better spot right now than he has been in a long time. But meanwhile, you know, when he fell one time and had a subdural hemorrhage, he spent 3.5 months in healthcare. And boy, how lucky, because I have to be over there. I have to help him with every meal because of another health issue he has. And to be able to just walk across the hall and feed him breakfast and feed him, I have to do that. He could eat if he could remember to drink after every bite, but 84-year-old Italian men don't do that well. So anyways, we just are so lucky to be here and so grateful that that one sentence was said to me. Jenny, have you thought about Providence Point?
Well, that's amazing. And we're lucky to have you. I'm so glad to have met you.
Oh, thanks, Michelle.
See you every
Michelle.
Day.
Well, you've been worth your weight in gold many times over in every role you've played here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Voices at the Point podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Providence Point, please visit www.providencepoint.org and follow us on Facebook at Baptist Senior Providence Point and Instagram at Baptist_Senior_Providence.